My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Happy Open Line Thursday morning to all. We are the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can find out more information there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops, on your Instagram. Everybody, say hello to Jason Bishop.
Everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
All right. Everybody, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John Paul Flame Johnny is Cakes. Also here.
What's up, Cakes?
He's repping the QO this morning, where his son goes to high school.
Last
Q,
year.
Q Orch.
Ah, very good. And Eric Bickle here as well.
Thank you, buddy.
This is your four-man junk show. It's end of summer. It's heading into fall.
I know. Can you believe it?
Didn't feel like the fall yesterday.
Oh, it was a million degrees.
A real Thursday night college football slate awaits.
Yes.
There's a lot happening.
Also, just 1 week away from the NFL kickoff.
That's correct. Fantasy drafts.
1 week away
up.
From the NFL kickoff. I mean, finally here.
It's the biggest week to 2 weeks for your fantasy football drafts every single year.
Jason, yeah. I just have to interject here. This is from Eric. And it says, question for Jason, so please give him half.
Okay.
Going to play Caves and Pebble next month. What is a standard tip and what is considered a good tip for the caddy?
By the way, how rich is this guy? He's playing Caves, Valley, and Pebble in the same month.
Right.
So rich.
I played Caves. I don't remember what I tipped. I just did whatever the member told me to give. Right.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the tip is because my boy handles that. But I'm guessing that the caddy fee is probably $100-$150. And then
you're probably sweeten it a little bit.
Yeah, you sweeten it. I know it's like $650 or $700 just
those
to
those guys probably clean up, right? Because you played out there, right? Valdez, how much did you tip when you went out there?
When I went out to Pebble?
Yeah.
I think it was $140 a man.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can probably
throw another. But imagine when like all these rich guys are out there.
Yeah.
They're probably giving them $300-$500 easy.
I would assume. They're a miser.
When we were at Ridgewood, it was hard to get on there.
Yeah.
And so the member at Bayonne was like, hey, we should probably light them up because they made reciprocity for our club. So we end up giving like $200.
Right. Right. All right.
So there you go.
So when's he going out there?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, he got.
I mean, do I get half since I answered the question?
Yeah, I mean, you chipped in.
I'll give you a little something.
Yeah, well, I said 150.
I mean, that'd be asking Valdez for a few nublets,
but
for
I guarantee,
chipping in on the cameo a few weeks ago.
But my buddy Carl, who's been going out there, he's probably played Pebble 150 times, and I'm not exaggerating.
Right, that's a lot.
He has his own guys out there, Jerry and Mike, and Neil.
Sure he takes care
Jerry,
of
and Mike, and Neil.
Those are his
three guys.
Caddies.
Yeah, and Jerry's about 80 years old.
Okay.
Mike's probably in his early 60s. Neil's probably our age, but those are all his guys every time.
Right.
And I guarantee he lights their ass up. He probably gives them $500.
Good for him.
I get psyched when I get an old caddy because you just feel like those guys definitely know the greens.
They're seasoned.
Oh, they definitely know the breaks.
They know every shot. They know every shot, every roll, every undulation. They know it all.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
So he'll have fun. Hope he stays in the Casa Palmera when he gets his own jacuzzi.
It's a nice setup.
Oh, my God.
That's where you were.
It's nice.
I probably was in that thing 30 times in 3 days.
Right. I always get a little bit weirded out. Now, I'm sure that was nice, but it's different. But if you go into a hotel that has, like, a hot tub or something.
We were supposed to go to the jacuzzi.
I always feel like it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, strangers. Yeah, but
I also kind of feel like the hot water just should kill, hopefully, anything that's
all
in
the
there.
All the germs and
Look, that's the tact I'm taking.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, if there's chlorine in there, but you know, sometimes I've been to places before where you have no idea if they put chlorine in the hot tub or whatever. Like you rent an Airbnb, they got a hot tub out there. You don't know how often they're making sure that thing's straight.
I'm more scared of, and this will shock nobody.
Yeah.
I saw a story about this yesterday. Like five people got electrocuted in a pool.
Where?
I think they all survived. Somewhere in Indiana.
But what happened?
I think it's just like one of the lights, you know, had some sort of malfunction. Five people
Oh my God.
Survived it, but still.
They must have low voltage or
didn't
something.
Didn't that
in there,
happen in was
like a Matt Damon movie?
Syriana, the movie with Clooney.
Yeah.
Like the kid went in the pool.
Yeah, boom.
There's a malfunction. Oh. Kid electrocuted.
That's a great movie. Haunting.
It's a really good movie.
Haunting.
Sorry to start the show off on something so morbid.
I think about that even when I'm in my silly hot tub. I go, how this all works.
You don't know.
I don't get electrocuted in here. Right. Well, it's electricity.
You're just trusting in the technology.
I got lights and everything and the jets.
Of course.
I don't know.
How you think all that works?
I don't know.
Electricity.
Hope there's no malfunction.
Hey, so we had Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, on yesterday, and Dylan Cruz hit his first homer.
That's right. I know. I saw that.
And
just his
ninth at bat?
What a great debut. I mean, really, like weekend. First of all, they win 2 of 3.
Like 2 of 3
against
from the
Yankees.
Gore pitched pretty well.
I think Gore's a stud. I don't know what he's going through right now.
I don't know how it's a weekend.
Whatever. Three. Whatever it is.
The three game series.
Yes.
Took 2 out of 3. Yeah.
And then he, you know, like his first day, okay, he gets a walk, whatever, gets acclimated, little jitters. Second day gets 2 hits. Third day, a dinger. That's amazing. Amazing debut.
And got an RBI double.
He's got 4 hits in the first 3 games.
Amazing debut. Don't have to go through that. Oh,
that's
Dylan
awesome.
Cruz is 0 for 27.
James Wood had three
swipers. Yeah. He said, give me one of those. Wow. I'll take another. And then I'll take a third.
Right.
Third bag. I'll just take them.
Well, they were just running all over Wells, the catcher for the Yankees.
Now, they did have an embarrassing debacle. I think it was in the 8th inning when they ran their way into an 8-6-2-3-2-4-5-4 double play.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see it, but I saw Grant tweeting about it, saying it was the worst base running he's ever seen in his life.
Some base running gaffes this season, and
that's
going to happen when you steal more bags. But this one was kind of embarrassing. If you missed it, you can see the highlight on ESPN.com.
No, I want to see it. Could you just describe how it started? Like, just a ground ball.
Deep shot to center field that went over the center fielder's head.
Yeah.
And then whoever was on third got caught. And then whoever was on second got caught.
Got everybody all jammed up.
There were just rundowns everywhere.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But again, that was a very small footnote on what was a really nice win against the Yankees.
Can you imagine Rizzo's head exploding in the box because we've been with him before?
I'm sure he wasn't happy as that was transpiring.
He hates pitchers that don't throw strikes, and he freaking hates base running errors.
Yeah.
And Washington leads the majors in stolen bases with 187.
Right.
Even lead the Reds, who De La Cruz has like 65.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just having a great year on the base pass. It was awesome. Jacob Young got his 31st last night.
So EB, yesterday you were kind of defending the Commanders wide receivers as Jason and I and John were all saying that it's just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying, well, they've got guys who can make plays. They went out and got a guy, Noah Brown.
I mean,
from the Houston Texans.
He's had moments. He's had moments. I don't want to diminish him too much, but
he's had as many moments as De'Ami Brown for sure, and probably as Oz.
Right. Oh, even a little bit more.
He's had way more moments than De'Ami Brown.
But it's not like they brought in.
He has 115 catches in his career.
It's not like they brought in John Taylor.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
They brought in a guy that was just released. Like, he's not a savior. He's a piece, though.
No, he's a piece, but he's had upward trajectory over the last 2 seasons. which is good.
I think that's true.
And he'll compete for like the second or third wideout spot.
And he's
here.
A bigger guy.
He's a little bigger.
Yeah.
I think it's a helpful thing. I'm glad they did it. But I still also think, and I tweeted about it yesterday, I actually scheduled the tweet like 2 hours in advance, and then they picked up Noah Brown in between, which is hilarious. I think that, you know, a couple years ago when we brought in Logan Thomas, back padding machine cakes, go to the tape. I said, I love that guy's skill set.
I
love his athleticism. And out of nowhere, he caught 72 balls. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying Oz is going to catch 72 or Diami's going to catch 72. There are instances where guys are in the league, and I think Noah Brown is a good example of it, who for 4 or 5 years don't really do much, and then they start having an impact. That's basically what's happened with Brown. Brown's been around since like 2017 or something?
Yeah, he's a seventh rounder.
He's an NFL survivor. He's been around six. I think this is year seven or six.
And so he kind of blossomed his last couple years, and I think if your feet, because these guys are all incredible athletes. We're jaded because we're talking about margins, you know, with some of these guys being better than others. So I think it would be helpful, but I still maintain that Oz or Diami, one of those two, is going to have a breakout year this year.
He had three real eye-popping games in 2023. He had 6 catches for 153 and a touchdown against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. He had 7 for 172 in a win against the Bengals, and then he had 8 for 82 and a touchdown against the Titans.
Supposedly.
So who did they let go off the roster?
Well, no, they traded Ridgeway.
Oh, Ridgeway got traded. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Right. So, and I think that's why they waited. Didn't necessarily pick anybody up off of waivers.
So Mathis goes up a spot on the depth chart.
Yeah, Mathis survived that duel.
For what it's worth, on ESPN.com's depth chart, they've got Noah Brown as a top 3 receiver now.
I think he probably is.
I mean, he's got more catches in 2022. Like, if you took Zacchaeus' best year, he finished with 40 catches. Similar number here. Brown finished with 43 catches in 2022, had 33 last year, although he only played 10 games.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is what I'm saying. Just like he's had a breakout, just like Logan Thomas had a breakout, I think one of our other guys, is, if they're featured, will break out. I think
they'll break
obvious.
Out because they'll be on the field and they'll be targeted. So they'll have to put up numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're all great athletes.
Well, of course. I mean, yeah. NFL players are great athletes.
Right.
But, again, like JP was pointing out, I mean, they obviously thought that they needed some more help at that position, so they went out and got a guy.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and we both talked about it, that they only kept 6. So they had a plan. They had a plan that they were hoping to maybe pick somebody up. I did think it was interesting that they didn't really pick up anybody, but, again, they're working on the margins here. You're not going to pick up, in all likelihood, a super impactful player.
No, but it's another piece that'll help Jaden Daniels' development as a rookie.
I hope so. If he stays healthy, his biggest issue is staying healthy. Yeah, what they say also is apparently he's very physical. And again, they're trying to model Ayuk and everything that they do in San Francisco. They don't want the real thing, but they want to replicate.
Apparently,
what those
John
guys
Lynch.
Do.
John Lynch seems like he's losing patience dealing with Ayuk and his. Is reps.
Well, how does it work now?
Of the season.
Because now they've gone into another level, right? So now there's a different level of classification. I'm not quite sure what it is, but they were saying now they might start finding him.
Because he was a hold in before. Now he's not at practice at all.
Oh, so he's not even showing up now.
I don't think he showed up yesterday.
And there's rumors that if he doesn't sign or if they don't come to some sort of agreement in the next day or two, like, he's in peril of missing week one, as is Trent Williams.
Right.
By the way,
I don't think Trent gives up.
Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin were teammates at Ohio State for at least 2 seasons, maybe 3 seasons.
I don't know what that means, other than I'm sure Terry vouches for him. You know? And obviously he was a highly recruited guy.
Ridiculous wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Because those guys were, I mean, I know Terry McLaurin wasn't the standout, obviously top pick from that class.
Yeah,
he was under the radar third round guy.
Yeah,
who just blossomed here.
So Eric, so now that the roster's been set, now you can get fined for unexcused absences on team activity. So if you miss,
that's the difference.
You miss a walkthrough, if you miss a team meeting, or if you miss whatever film. You can get fined $12,000 to $16,000, depending on what your deal is. It's $12,000 to $16,000 per activity missed, and maximum of $46,000 per day. So that's what he's looking at.
I mean, there's right saltiness now. All the way around. I mean,
yep.
Ja'Marr Chase, there was video of him just walking on the sidelines of practice, no pads on, after he had practiced a few days before. Like, he doesn't still have a deal done.
Mm.
So these guys are agitated for deals, and the season starts a week from tonight.
It's a tough spot, man, because they also feel, not only do they have their ego and professional pride on the way, the other receivers are counting on them to not sign deals below their value.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, and then Ja'Marr Chase, putting pressure on them. Yeah. I envy them because eventually it usually works out and they make a boatload of cash. But I don't envy him in this moment of pressure.
Right. I mean, Chase sees the deals that his former teammate Justin Jefferson signed, what CeeDee Lamb just signed.
Yeah.
And he wants equal, if not more money.
Right.
And the Bengals are like, I don't know if we want to give you that more money than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're not necessarily known for giving everybody a huge right, dollar. That's,
well, you can not pay him and just get worse.
Right.
Well, they're kind of in a tough spot. They're eventually going to pay him.
Correct.
But it's just getting drawn out.
Well, this is what happens when you draft high and you draft really good players and they turn out to be superstars.
Yep.
Well, these dum-dums in the front office and the owner, they know they got to pay him at some point. You know, they've got a budget for that.
Well, hopefully the Commanders are in the same boat with Jaden Daniels in about three or four seasons.
Getting back to the Commanders.
They're going to have to extend him and give him a big fat deal.
I am surprised that they didn't invite Bryant. My understanding is they didn't invite Bryant back. It's not that he declined. My understanding is they didn't invite him back to the practice squad. That did shock me. Not that I think he's a world beater, but I thought, well, they liked him enough to bring him in late, you know, produced a little bit. There's intriguing size. So I was surprised.
It's funny that they put Tinsley on the practice squad, but not Bryant.
Yeah.
There was another couple. They put Kaz Allen on the practice squad as well.
Yeah. The only one that surprised me based on listening to all the guys that cover the team, the men and women that cover the team, was that they did bring back Rodriguez.
Chris Rodriguez, yeah.
That was the one that was a little eyebrow raising.
You're welcome to join us on an open line Thursday here on the Jux. The number's 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're 1 week away from the NFL season. You could talk about the Nats with a nice win against the Yankees. There's a big slate of college football.
21 games tonight.
Tonight, lots of bets that will be placed by the guy sitting directly across from me. We'll get into the Jux Sports page when we come back next. Your guest.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
guests lined up on the show today. Dave Richard will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk fantasy football, of course, with him, as there are a ton of drafts happening this weekend heading into the NFL regular season. And Armen Gitayen scheduled to join us at 8:40. He's the co-author of a new book, The Prize, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. So he will join us at 8:40.
You know, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to my little daughter. I tweeted this yesterday. She decided the night before to run for class president.
Oh,
she
nice.
She wrote her little speech, and
what's
she
her
won.
Platform?
She won? She's class
she
president?
She won!
What year is
she
again?
She can decide sophomore. The night before? That seems kind of like a rash decision.
Must have not have been a lot of competition.
You're telling me.
You don't have to run like a campaign or anything.
She had an overnight campaign.
Okay.
And the next day, she went around the lunchroom, camp politics for votes, and she won.
How big is the class?
I don't know, but there were like, I think what helped her is
she goes to a private school, so it's
she
probably
goes to
small.
Holy Cross. 100 people? I don't know. Yeah. I probably should know.
Like the middle school you guys always tease me about?
Yeah.
You could pull something off like that because I believe there were two classes of about 25 people. So it was maybe 50 people.
Yeah. No, I think it's at least 100, but you know, I could be wrong. But
I never had the Student Government Association bug to bite me.
Neither
back
did
in the
I.
Day.
It's so funny because my wife and I aren't this way.
Yeah.
And do you know that my other kid, not Meg, Stephen, was class president in sixth grade?
Yeah, nice job. You
know, long history of politics in the Bickle
leaders.
Household.
What's going on? Leaders, the Bickles.
Well, what's going on?
You are a political nut, so I'm not surprised. There's, you're very into it.
I am, but that has nothing to do with this. This
what
is
do you
just,
try and do?
Trickle down.
As a high school
I think
class
she said
president, you try and like get a vending machine or.
They don't even do that. I think you just have to clean up after like the homecomings and you know what I mean. Like
you're in charge of the like the school activities
right.
Specifically.
Oh, I thought you lobby for things.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Were you a president or something? Were
I
you
was.
On that?
I was the secretary of the National Honor Society.
Look at that. Look at you, nerd.
National
Look at
Honor Society.
Valdez.
But the senior year, the class president is in charge of all of the reunions.
Right.
Okay.
They're in charge of prom.
You mean and, like in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the 5 year,
so it's
10 year,
like a lifetime deal.
Yes. At least that's what it was at our school.
Yeah.
And then probably you're in true. Charge of senior year. At least you're in charge of like the prom and the prom
right.
theme.
Well, that sounds like a big responsibility.
And it's a massive responsibility.
She just told me that she has to do weekly meetings and then like clean up after like their dances and homecomings.
Ah,
okay. You know, whatever.
Right. That's the main thing, is, yeah. at least for the students, is the homecoming dances.
Yeah.
Like the homecoming parade. Well, you don't have a parade, but like
yeah.
for the football games and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the main things that she'll be in charge of.
So she did it. She said...
It's the things that the students care about.
Zero influence. I have zero influence on any academic pursuits of any of my kids. Literally zero. Mm-hmm. So I get no credit for any of it.
Yeah.
But she said she just wanted to do it because it would look good for college.
Yep.
It'll look very good for
sure
college.
Sure it does.
That's
pretty
why my son's doing dual enrollment.
He's
I don't think he's doing dual enrollment. I
what
think
does
for
that
two
mean?
Reasons.
Oh, you do like community college and?
Correct.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
leaves school every day at like 11:45.
Right. So he's already taken some classes.
He starts on Monday or I guess maybe Wednesday at Montgomery
Could
College.
He accumulate some good credits. He may save a few bucks.
And he's a senior, correct?
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah.
I was just trying not to fail out as a senior in high school.
I mean,
just to get admitted to a college.
I was actually
bumping down classes. Like, he's jumping up,
yeah.
taking AP and a beyond AP. I was like, do I have to take calculus? Can I take computer math?
Yeah. I mean, same thing for me. I mean, it's not even in my stratosphere.
Right.
Like, I mean, I not only didn't care about school, I hated school. Like, I was the guy that hated school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like anything
Wasn't
associated
that fun?
With it.
I liked some of the professors / priests, but I
right.
did not like school.
I mean, sure, I liked some of those guys
you know what?
Too,
I loved Bray's class. Mike Bray's class.
I mean, I liked
that was
my
the best.
Friend. I liked hanging with my friends and like the social aspect.
Sure.
No,
that
no but
was
I
fun.
Hated the but, like, academic
that, yeah,
pursuit.
That part stunk.
I didn't like reading. I couldn't lock in. I
right.
couldn't read. I mean, I could read, but I couldn't absorb it.
Right.
I didn't like any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what is the purpose of reading so many Shakespeare books and Geoffrey Chaucer
I don't
and
know.
all these.
I read Canterbury Tales. Right. It's one of the worst books I've ever read.
Yeah.
I've ever picked up.
I'm sure I read it, but I can't remember one, you know.
I'm sure I cheated.
Plot
it's
story.
Written in old English.
I can't even
with
imagine.
Real English on the other page.
I hope people don't have to read that.
We have to learn about iambic pentameter.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a waste of time.
Anyway, I just want to give shout out.
Congrats.
Because I was super proud of the kid, you know, that has an
did you find out just post-mortem, or did you find out the night before
night
and were
before,
you nervous?
She was putting her little
okay
speech together.
She had some nerves because you don't want her to lose.
I actually, be honest with you, I knew she was going to win.
Oh, okay, good.
I just knew she was popular.
Does she have to get up in front of the entire school now to deliver her acceptance speech?
I don't think it's that serious.
No?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
She's student body president or 10th grade president?
10th grade. Class gotcha. President. Class president. When she told me she was going to run, because she's not a stupid kid, I figured she had already thought in her mind she could, you know what I mean? She'd probably done the math. And she could get these friend groups to vote for her.
She knew she had enough votes.
I knew.
Strong.
I knew if she actually was thinking about doing it, she thought in her head she'd win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Nice sure. job.
Yeah. So.
Well anyway. Done.
Nice
congrats
job.
Congrats to the president. Hail to the chief. 10th grade.
Nice job, very Kate. Cool. Very
cool. Play that music, Valdez.
I think I got the name right.
All right, let's
you got it right, brother. Do you know all my kids' names? I think so.
I know. I just didn't know. Sometimes the I get order. Confused between Meg and yeah. Kate.
Right.
On the ages.
Let's get into the Jump Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
JP, my blood pressure is a little high today because I'm stressed out.
What
well,
are you stressing about?
I couldn't deal
there's
with
a lot going on.
His college survivor. You should see the page that he has. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does it throughout the show. If anybody's mm-hmm. wondering what Jason is writing during the show,
mm-hmm.
he's logging everybody's picks. Mm-hmm. So this week, we each had to turn in 5 teams.
Yep.
That are going to survive in college football. Well, he's
very,
got 50.
Very stressed.
He's got 50 entrants, and he does it by hand.
Yeah, that's the way I do it.
I mean, it's bled over to me. It's so nerdy. Look at what I have here in my backpack. I have schedule grids for the Big 12.
Yep.
The ACC.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC.
That ACC one's small.
And the Big
the
10.
Big 10. And I just have to mark off who I've used.
Yep.
I have to figure out who has a cupcake late in the season. It oh is God. It's stressful. It's
and you're just doing one. He's going to deal
yeah,
with 50.
It's a stressful time.
This is week one. That's actually, to me, I think an easy one because then he's got to check if people have used certain teams all along the way.
Well, no, that's easy because it's on one page and I can see, just look the column.
I'm stressing
and I can
and
tell
I'm
if they've used
just
them.
A participant. I'm not trying to keep track of all the money, all the picks.
But I'm a delegator. I farm that out to
I can't
my but
son.
It used to be
Lee,
called the Power
this.
5 Survivor Pool. Now it's obviously the Power 4. Because the Pac-12 went
right.
bye-bye.
Said bye-bye. Drive's still very upset about it.
Uh-huh. But I'm stressed because, yeah, the pool, you got to get all your picks in. I got fantasy. There's 21 games tonight in college football.
You farmed out a fantasy draft to Cakes,
yeah,
right?
So
how do you do?
It's this weekend.
Weekend. Oh, okay.
Because I'll be at the Virginia Tech Vandy game
like,
during
I don't have
the
enough
draft.
Fantasy drafts of my own. Now I'm drafting for this doll.
But did you farm out one?
Did I farm out one? I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Who farmed out one to Zach Kruger?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did.
Because I was playing poker. I called Zach Kruger. I said, I need your help. I need you to draft for me. And he was more than happy to do it, to step in.
Now, so, yeah, remember the league that you're drafting for me, Weekend Warriors League.
Yes.
It's a lot of good dudes.
Okay.
A lot of firefighters, a lot of police officers, retired firefighters and police officers. Good dudes. There's 14 teams in that league. All right. 14.
That's a big one.
It's a big one.
That's a big boy.
Right, so you just gotta be on your game.
I'll be fine.
All right.
I just need to put a reminder in my phone so I don't sleep on it. You don't get an auto draft team.
But Bickle, it's not just that. It's you know, it's the pools, it's the gambling, it's the fantasy. I'm 3 college fantasy leagues. I get anxious before I travel. I'm traveling tomorrow. I get
Where
anxious.
I'm traveling tomorrow too.
Going to Nashville.
I would pare right. down your college leagues from three to one.
Are you
next year? I'll probably pare it down to 3 to 2. I do enjoy them.
They're fine, but 3 seems gratuitous.
I know one of them I've been in for. It was Bodie's league. I've been in that forever. I didn't want to tell him no. And then the other two I've been in for a while. So I'll probably pare it down right, and cut it back.
Right. Are you anxious because you're traveling, like, via plane,
yep.
or just because you're leaving the house?
Everything combined. Everything.
Yeah, the plane airport. I don't think it's that. I remember. I did.
No, no. Once
year.
I'm on the plane, I'm fine. But
hour
just getting
and a half, maybe two
packing
hours.
And making sure you got enough in your backpack and getting to the airport in time, getting through security, getting on the plane.
First class tickets this time?
No.
No, you just
I got economy plus.
Flying with the common man.
I mean, it's like an hour and 10 flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's economy plus.
You better have an aisle seat, those big long legs.
I got an aisle seat.
Yeah.
The only thing with the aisle seats is they hit you with the cart. I've actually started to transition to whatever they call
window.
The other one. Window seat.
Yeah, it's a window and then, seat. Window. That's what they call it.
And then tickets to the game on Saturday. Now, look, going to Vanderbilt games isn't like going to an Ohio State game.
Right.
No. I can't imagine it's good. But I got a buddy, my buddy Roman, who's going to give me four tickets. I got to meet him down there to get the tickets.
You know what it looked like?
Chris Doring.
He did come through for you?
Well, he said, you're good. I got three other tickets for you. Ah. What's your email? I sent
now
him
you're
my
at
email.
Seven?
I got seven tickets, and they're all going to be used.
Very good.
And I sent him my email, but I haven't received them yet.
Who's
so
using the other two?
My daughter's friends are going.
Nice.
So here's
and my daughter's one of her best friends, who also went to Virginia Tech, lives in Nashville.
Here's what the stadium looked like.
I just take care of all kinds of people.
Yeah, you do.
JP.
Yeah, that's why you're so stressed.
I am.
You got to care less about people like me.
Yeah, if you don't care, then
So when I was there, I told you I went to the breakfast spot and was right by the stadium. It looked like it was under construction. Do you remember Bird Stadium? Whatever the hell they're calling it now.
It's now
Maryland
CQ
Stadium.
Field.
CQ, whatever the hell they call it. I can't
CQ
keep track.
CQ Field, EB.
Well, when it was called Bird Stadium, when we were there and they had like bleachers, like in the end zone, like old school, like high school bleachers.
Yeah. Temporary bleachers, yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like.
At First Bank?
When I was there. Now, maybe they've upgraded some of that.
He's looking at the Vanderbilt Stadium. You're going to the game where the Titans play.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, they're playing at Vanderbilt.
Oh, I'm incorrect.
I was at both. I went to it. That's a fine stadium.
Yeah. And it's two blocks away from
the Vanderbilt.
You're going to First Bank Stadium.
Correct.
The Vanderbilt Stadium literally looked like an old dump.
Well, it might be.
It's been upgraded.
It might be. I don't know. I have no idea. I was told it's small and kind of dumpy and old, but I think that they did refurbish a little bit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
VTech Lane.
But it doesn't matter. You're just going for the game. Yeah. Like, you don't really care. Like, you know, what do you care?
No, no. I just want to make sure I got the tickets all down.
Oh, he'll care if Virginia Tech loses against
Bears. We can't lose to them.
Can't lose to Vanderbilt.
No. Do you have post-game plans? Like, can you hit certain night spots?
Yeah, there's – yeah. Apparently, there's a couple good restaurants that we're going to go to. One of them from a listener who lives down there.
Yeah, you leaning on your concierge listener?
I think his name was Jake. Okay. Gabby, did you talk to Jake yesterday?
Yeah, you got to do. You got to go to one of the spots where they play live music. Are you doing that?
I'm sure we will, but...
forget his name.
We're going to a restaurant called Hall's Chop House. Apparently, it's ball.
Sounds delicious.
I've been to there's a Halls in Charleston. Been there before.
Yeah, there's a Halls in Charleston.
Good. Very good.
You know what? I think I've been to that one.
You'll enjoy it.
It's very, very, very good food.
Yeah.
So, with this guy, he's got all kinds of connections. Anyway, so, hi. I got to take my Lusartan, my blood pressure medicine. 21 games. Your first game is 6 o'clock today. So, if you're in any college fantasy or survivor pools, 6 o'clock at Rutgers is going to play the Howard Bison. At 6 o'clock up there in New Jersey.
I did not burn Rutgers in my Big Ten.
A lot of people took Rutgers this weekend. A lot of people took Rutgers. Okay. They got a new quarterback transfer from Minnesota.
Go Bison. I'm praying for a big upset. A
lot of ACC teams playing tonight with new quarterbacks. NC State's playing tonight against Western Carolina. NC State's new quarterback is Grayson McCall, who was at Coastal Carolina. Wake Forest is playing NCA&T. They've got a new quarterback. It's Hank Bachmeyer, and he's on his third school. He was a stud freshman for Boise State, seems like 10 years ago, and he's transferred a couple times. Now he's finally settled at Wake Forest. Central Florida, new quarterback, KJ Jefferson, coming in from Arkansas.
A lot of guys looking for new majors, huh?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. NIL money, they're just getting paid. Arkansas is playing tonight, new quarterback. Kansas is playing tonight, not a new quarterback, but Jalen Daniels is his name. Dual threat, always gets hurt.
Jalen Daniels.
Okay.
And he can run. Missouri playing tonight. They're number 11 in the country, and they're playing Murray State.
I need Luther Burden to go off tonight.
They got the best receiver in the country. And Utah playing tonight at 9. Cam Rising still there. He seems like he's been there 100 years, and they're ranked 12. So you got a lot of games tonight, 21 of them. We did talk about Noah Brown coming in from for the Commanders. They signed him, receiver 6'2". like 225 pounds. They traded John Ridgeway to the Saints for a sixth and a seventh, I think.
Well, no, they swapped, I think.
The old pick swap Rooney.
So they get the Ridgeway sixth, the they traded
the
seventh.
They traded the seventh and returned, the they got a sixth. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So gotcha. They kind of upgraded one round.
Our board, Taylor Heinicke was traded.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Chargers. Yeah.
Going to the Chargers.
Playing for Hartball.
I think for conditional pick.
Then, and that makes sense, right? Because they have Penix. They don't really need him, right?
That's correct. Well,
correct. Right. Yeah. And then, of course, we opened up the show talking about Dylan Cruz. Dylan Cruz hit his first major league bomb in his ninth at bat last night. He was leading off because C.J. Abrams took the night off. And he went 2-for-4, two RBIs, hit that bomb, and they beat the Yankees 5-2. Matt Gore was good, six innings, six hits, two earned runs, only walked one. So that was like his best start in a while. And James Wood, two hits, three stolen bases. They take two out of three from the Yankees.
Very good.
That's a great. That hooked us.
You didn't
very
think that impressive. Was going to happen.
Yeah, that definitely helped us. That's a bonus win.
If you would have said, all right, who wins the series, yeah. I would have put a lot of money on the Yankees sure. taking at least two out of three.
Yeah.
And I would have lost.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard will join us. He will give valuable fantasy football advice for your drafts heading into the weekend. When we come back, we'll tell you about a Maryland city that is incentivizing you to move there by paying you $20,000. We'll tell you what city it is next. You guys have any guesses as to the city in Maryland that is going to offer you $20,000 to relocate there?
Laurel.
It's not Laurel.
What county is it in?
Is that going to give it away?
He doesn't know the county.
Not sure of the county, but I think
Waldorf.
I think it may be in a county named after the city.
It's like Baltimore City?
No, it's kind of out there. It's kind of deep.
All right, hold on.
Is a clue I'm going to give you. Here, a city in Maryland is offering $20,000 incentive to get new residents to move there. The city of blank has introduced a limited time pilot program offering the money to families willing to relocate within city limits.
Well, why? What is the attraction?
The package includes $10,000 in relocation cash.
All right.
And an additional dollar-for-dollar match up to $10,000 for approved home renovations or a down payment on a newly constructed home.
$10,000 in home renovations will, like, fix your fence.
Yeah.
That is, but, I mean, it's not going to do
it's,
much.
Look, it's $10,000. Like, if I came in and plunked down $10,000 in front of you, you're going to take it.
But I'm not going to move there for it.
You might not. Any other guesses?
I'm not moving anywhere for $10,000.
Is it Eastern Shore?
It is not Eastern Shore.
Is it like Charles County?
It's not Chuck County.
He just said the county's named after a city and county together.
All right, hold on.
He's speculating.
I'm guessing that. I don't know that for certain. Valdez is shaking his head. No chance.
What? He's shaking his head about what?
I think I'm going to take Allegheny County. See, now it's kind of narrows down the
Cumberland.
Cumberland.
Played hoops there in high school.
So if you're willing to...
It's the sticks.
If you relocate to Cumberland, Maryland, $20,000 goes to your bottom.
I wouldn't go up there for $200,000.
I will tell you right now, you'd have to pay me $2 million.
That's right.
And I'm still not sure I would do it.
Yeah, $2 million, I think I'm moving to Cumberland. $2 million?
Done.
Right now?
Of course.
You're going to drive to work every day? Say you still have to come to work.
There is no more work.
You're just going to quit for the $2
million? Or podcast.
Right.
Find another way.
Basement studio. Right. Whatever.
Okay.
$2 million, I don't think you can do it. That's enough of a carrot to dangle in front of
you. But you know what? Someone will do it.
Sure.
They will. They'll take that $20,000.
Some people will do it.
They
of
just
course,
work
if
remote.
You could work from home. I mean, John Feinstein might do it. Call John. He might
move again.
He can do whatever he wants. He can work from home. He might not be able to get a professorship out there. Do they have any colleges out in Cumberland?
It's only a 2-hour and 41-minute commute, EB.
That's all? That's all it is?
I've only driven through Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually...
It's out near, like, West Virginia.
Yeah.
He can teach at Frostburg.
Oh, you could teach at Frostburg.
Yeah, it's like Frostburg's 16 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Looks like Morgantown's not very far away.
Morgantown's close.
You could get $20,000 in relocation fees.
Yeah, Morgantown's way down west.
Cumberland's a stop on the way to Morgantown. That's how I've been there a few times.
Right.
All right, let's bang on a few of these calls. Let's go to...
It is an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are starting to fill up, which is good.
You know, Mark gets a little wordy, but let's see what he's got here. Mark at Largo. Hey, Mark. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Mark? Good morning.
What's up?
You're upset. Morning, let me guess. You're upset.
I know everybody's excited about Dan leaving and Ron and everybody else, but I think everybody needs to stop paying attention to Adam. Seriously.
To Adam Peters.
Look, yes, and I'm going to tell you why I say that.
All right.
Luke McCaffrey, to me, I think Luke McCaffrey was drafted because of his last name. You're getting a guy in the third round who just started playing wide receiver position 2 years ago.
Right.
In the third round.
He was productive,
don't
though.
Don't get me wrong.
He was productive.
Don't get me wrong. Okay. Yeah, in 2 years. Okay. Yeah. He had a separation problem in college, which means he's going to have a major separation problem in the pros. All right? Ben Sennett, let's see what happens there. Okay? But I just think that the wide receiver position, which in my opinion, and I think in your opinion too, JP, is worse this year than it was last year. They had to make a panic move to get Noah Brown because he realized we couldn't get Brandon, we couldn't get Devontae, and we couldn't get T. Higgins.
What do you mean we couldn't?
Hold on. You're talking about getting Devontae Adams?
I think it would have been an opportunity for them to get Devontae Adams.
He's 32 years old. Why would he come play for a team that's on a rebuild? He's already on a team with a rebuild with the Raiders.
I think the only team he would play for would be the Jets because he can go back and play with Aaron Rodgers.
No, okay, that's fair. I give you that, Jake. I give you that. But T. Higgins or Brandon
Mark,
Ayuk.
Mark,
okay, fine.
Well, Mark, God bless you. And I'm wrong all the time. Didn't you predict that they were going to go like undefeated last year or something?
Did.
Yes. No. I think he started.
What was your prediction?
He predicted 11-0.
11-0. And they finished 4-13.
2 years ago.
Yeah. No, that was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago. Oh, no, that was last year.
That was last year.
Because you were all in for Sam Howell. You were all in.
Hey, Mark, why don't you just let Adam – can you just let Adam Peters, like, move in, get a feel for the place, have a few draft classes, a few free agency classes until you are ready to throw him overboard?
I'm just saying pay attention. I mean, the receiving core, I think JP can honestly agree with me on this. Curtis Samuels in Buffalo. Okay, Jahan Dotson, who, by the way, they were playing him in the slot position, what Ron Rivera was doing, they just shouldn't have drafted him in the first round, is over in Philly. I'm just saying, pay attention to Adam.
They didn't like That's Jahan Dotson. The current regime couldn't wait to move on from him.
That doesn't mean he's wrong. I agree with him. I think that their receiving core was better last season. Wide receivers.
Okay, it might be slightly better.
Slightly, I would agree. Slightly. On paper, it just doesn't blow you away.
They're trying to rebuild it. They're trying to turn it into like a Super Bowl contender. They're not trying to win six or seven games.
I'm telling you, all the talk about the receivers, it's far from my biggest concern. And it's not even the offensive line. My biggest concern are the corners. The corners are my biggest concern. They're the ones that can burn us. The offensive line, and I've said it before, and you've seen it before, although Bieniemy was too stupid, frankly, to do it enough. You can max protect. There are things you can do to help out the offensive line. You can game plan around your offensive line issues. I'm not really sure what we can do about our corner play other than just throw caution to the wind and just bring the house.
I think the marks from Largo should have to just wake up and go, all right, take a deep breath. This is a process. All right. This is the first year of the ownership. Mm-hmm. Well, really second year, but first year of the front office, first year coaching staff, first year quarterback, first year of a completely different roster, about 40 different guys. I mean, just take a deep breath and say, all right, this is a process. Let's just get better than we were last year,
right?
Which is almost impossible not to do.
That's true.
And then in year two and year three, okay, then we start talking about winning divisions.
Right. It's not going to get solved overnight. Most people, I think, know this and accept that.
Yeah. And McCaffrey's last name has a lot to do with it, but they scout these guys for months.
Right.
Greg.
He didn't solely pick him because his
doesn't
last
mean he's
name
be good.
Is McCaffrey.
Doesn't mean he's going to be good.
Preposterous.
Right.
But it's part of it.
Knows there's amazing athletic genes in that bloodline.
Right, which I have no problem with, which I'm excited about.
It's a factor, but if he couldn't play and his last name was McCaffrey, he wouldn't have gotten picked 100th overall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. I thought I pressed it. I guess I didn't. Greg, you there, bud?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
We got three ranked matchups this weekend.
Yeah.
Georgia-Clemson. I don't think Clemson, unless they get that running game going, I have no faith in Klubnik, and they have injuries at corner, could be starting two freshmen.
All right.
A&M-Notre Dame, I think complete defensive slog. I'm not a big Wegman guy. We'll see what, Elko can do out there, but I think that's going to be a slow-paced game. And then I got a little sprinkle on Nussmeier to be a Heisman finalist this year.
Mm.
And then my last one of the first week is I think Colorado rolls tonight. Colorado, Arabia.
Colorado. Okay, so just kind of giving you my thoughts on some of those big games, I would agree with you about Clemson. I don't know. I thought Kate Klubnik was going to be a superstar because he was a highly recruited kid. But he's just been inconsistent. And the fact that Dabo doesn't use the transfer portal is hurting him. He's hurting that
I
team.
I thought he had switched on that. No?
He's not. He's not. He's,
he hasn't budged on it?
He hasn't budged on the transfer portal. Maybe a couple players here and there, but not like some of these other teams.
Uh-huh.
And then what were the other games he was mentioned? Oh,
Colorado?
Well, he mentioned LSU. Nussmeier's been around forever. We'll see what happens. They're playing USC. See, all these teams have new quarterbacks. Riley Leonard's at Notre Dame. He's facing his old coach, Mike Elko, mm-hmm. who's at Duke. You just kind of have to see how it plays out in the first couple weeks. But there's so many different faces on some of these Power 5 teams, including USC, including LSU.
Don't forget, coming up in just about an hour, Dave Richard will join us at 8 to talk fantasy football. When we come back next, we'll hit the skins, tell you the latest news about the Commanders here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.